Like, he could just literally put that out there for 5 cents if he wanted to, but he doesn't want to because he does want to make money because he's a capitalist.
If I were a dirty socialist slash commie, I would not do that. I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. I'd be waiting in line somewhere for bread and I wouldn't be selling a book and charging like $95 a pop and being like, but you get the book for free. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Good morning.
You should go to our website, chicksontheright.com.
Why haven't you done that yet?
I know you should totally do that. Bookmark it, read all the fabulous content. Yeah, I'm assuming that Mock is going to write so much stuff today because she's very well rested.
Guys, right. I'm not.
She feels great, you guys. She feels great. This is like every day for me. I get no sleep. And she's like, oh my God, I'm running on fumes.
Yeah, it's. I stayed up way past my bedtime last night. If you missed our appearance on the Simpcast last night, you can go check that out. We were on with Chrissy Mayer and some of her other lovely guests on the Simpcast. It's very, very late. And so that is why.
We talked about balls. Yeah, you guys, it was a good time. All right, we have a lot of news this morning, a lot of stuff going on.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed, we do. And one thing that is particularly going on, breaking news that you are very upset about,
I am,
is that Biden has made a surprise appearance, in Ukraine to give hugs to Zelensky and to give him a lot more money.
He went to Kiev. Yeah, he's promised them, what is it, $500 million more dollars.
Because we haven't given him enough.
Oh, it's $500 million of your money. It doesn't really matter. It's totally fine. He's over there. He's like all sniffing his hair. He's like... The pictures. I mean, it's just he's all up his butt.
Oh, yeah, I should show...
The pictures are like totally ridiculous. Yeah. And then it's... Yeah. And Zelensky's like, your presence is just so important to our people. It's like, I mean, is our money not enough? Is our money not enough to show you all of the gobs and gobs of money that we've thrown at your country? Is that enough to show you that, like, it? Have we not shown you how important you are? Meanwhile, our country is falling apart. Our country, our border is wide ass open. Our country is literally crumbling. He doesn't give two craps about our people. Seriously.
He's very busy spending all of our money on a whole other place.
Look at the people in Ohio have got to be pissed.
Oh
right
my God.
Now.
Can you imagine?
If I lived in Ohio, like seriously, the people that have been suffering there, I would be raging at this. He's like, oh, here's $500 million more dollars. Meanwhile, those people, their kids can't drink the water. They can't bathe in the water. They got like rainbow water. And I'd be worried about getting freaking cancer. And he's just like, here's $500 million. I cannot with this guy. I can't. He's
and then look at him shuffle. And they're trying to tell us that he passed a physical last week and was able to run a mile in less than 5 minutes or something crazy. I'm like,
no, wait.
Video or that did not freaking happen.
Wait, what did they say about the mile? Are you serious?
I can't remember the exact, some kind of crazy amount of speed for Joe Biden. They're trying to say he can run a mile and like he's basically Superman.
He's like... He's the bionic man. There's no way he did a mile under, like, there's no way that he did a mile under 20 minutes. No way.
I mean, this is the thing. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know how dumb they think we are, but like, Mm-hmm. And so now he's off doing other stuff in other countries and ignoring all of the crises that are happening.
A 5 minute mile.
Right here at home.
They're saying that he did a 5 minute mile.
For real? Is it 5 minutes?
Did they really say he did a 5 minute?
I think that's right.
That is a lie. You guys, George W. Bush is an actual runner, and I don't think he did a 5 minute mile. There's no freaking. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm fixated on this, but like, there's no way.
I'm going to find out the exact number because I have to know. I'm going
to
find out.
I have to know. There's no way. I'm sorry. My eye's watering, you guys. I'm like.
Because doesn't it look like he just barely shuffles along anywhere? And now they're saying, he's like, he's running laps around everybody. Where is that?
I mean, listen, 5 minute mile. When I was actually a marathon runner, I mean, I basically did like a 6 minute?
Yes,
6 minute
you guys. Okay, so it says he did 36 push-ups, 11 pull-ups, and he ran a mile in just under 5 minutes, according to the results of his physical fitness test. There's no freaking way.
It's not even a possibility. It's not a remote possibility that that old senile man who shuffles along did a 5 minute. There's no way they are lying to the American people. They're lying. They lie about everything.
Like such a ridiculous lie that I just can't even.
No.
What are they even trying to
trust? Nobody. Trust no one. That's a total lie. Total lie.
It's incredible that they're trying to do that. Also, I wanted to share my screen again because I have amazing, amazing news that you in particular are going to be amazed by.
And that
is because you and I, you'll remember this, you and I on the radio were talking about where in the world
Andrea Tantaros?
Andrea Tantaros.
Where is she? My God, they found her. They found her. Oh my God, where is she?
Well, she just randomly retweeted Elon Musk and then said a thing. I'm going to show it to you. But I just wanted to remind everybody that if you guys don't recognize the name, she used to be on Fox forever ago on The Five. Like she was one of the originals.
She dated Dave Navarro. Remember Dave Navarro?
Dave Navarro. Uh-huh. And so her Twitter history, right, was she tweeted something on November 12th of 2016. And then she retweeted something in December of 2019. So she like reappeared for like 2 seconds, 3 years later.
God,
and she has been completely silent ever since then until 3 days ago, where she retweeted Elon Musk, who said, a big part of the problem is that journalists used to choose their career to pursue truth. But in recent years, many have entered journalism to be activists. So that's what Elon Musk said. She retweeted that and she was mad. And she said, or we left because we refused to become parrots of scripted propaganda and take dictation from the machine. And some left because we objected to sexual compliance with the powerful or face career ruin. Think Church of Scientology meets Kessler's Darkness at Noon. And then she vanished again.
And then she was like...
I mean, it's so weird.
God. Right? I wonder, but we don't know where she is. We don't know where she is.
We know nothing else about what she's doing, how she's spending her time these days. It's just like the fact that she just reappeared like that, shot that out there, and then was like,
what is happening?
I know, right? It's crazy.
People want to know what she looks like. We don't know.
We don't know. She is completely shrouded.
I want to get her on our show.
There's just no way.
Andrea, come on our show.
How long ago were we singing? Where in the world is
Andrea Tantaros?
Oh my God. She's been found. Anyway, I promised last week that I was going to share a customer service highlight from Bone Frog Coffee, which, by the way, I am in need of extra boning this morning.
We need all the boning. I need to be boned like 4 times today, like 4 or 5 times. I'm going to get boned. It's going to happen.
So this comes from Cynthia Lee from North Carolina. And she says, hey, I just had to tell you, I wrote y'all back in December about Bone Frog Coffee. You read my email on your show. And here I am again, ordered my first round in December for me and my parents. And my bag is gone. I need more, more, more. So I went online to order more. And again, their site thinks my email is not valid. So I couldn't place my order. So I again emailed Bone Frog directly to inform them of the issue. Tim, who is the founder and CEO, emailed me back to let me know that Mark will be calling me tomorrow. Mark, apparently, is a right-hand man and the same awesome gentleman who helped me in December. Y'all, today is Sunday. The owner of the dang company replied to me personally on a Sunday. I will never not rave about the customer service this company puts out. It rocks my world. I want to work for them.
And
just left my customer service job because I don't believe in the company and I pray to work for a company that values service as much as Bone Frog does. I can't wait to hear from Mark tomorrow. He made it all good last time, so I have no doubts I'll be getting boned again next week. I just want to thank you, ladies, for working with sponsors we can all trust and believe in. Also, starting a day without the chicks is like, well, I don't know, because I start every day with y'all. All my love, respect, and balls.
I love that. They're the best, you guys, the best. And their coffee is amazing.
So good. So good. And you can get 5% off if you do a subscription order. So just check them out, bonefrogcoffee.com. They've got all the different kinds of blends that you can choose from, whether you want decaf, whether you want like supercharged, what do they call it? Door kicker. That's their like extra caffeinated one. Yep. Just make sure you checks on the right when in the drop down of where you heard about them and send our Bone Frog friends some love. They deserve it. And you deserve to be boned every morning.
Yes, you do. Everybody. All right. Everybody does.
Anyway, Andrea Tantoro, and she's back, which is exciting. I can't
believe that. That's such great news. Sort of, kind of, not really, but kind of.
It's weird, and we don't know a lot, but at least she's alive. We know she's alive, you guys.
That's good news.
Also, Jimmy Carter in hospice. He is 98 years old and has just entered hospice care to sort of finish out his very long and very colorful life. So that has been... That's some
98. 98 is a great life. 98 is a good stretch. You know what I mean? We all like aspire. Well, maybe not all of us, but a lot of us aspire to be 98, right? I mean that's a good. And I will say, listen, he's a really super nice man. Very, very nice man. He's done really, really great things in his personal life. The worst president. I would say he was the worst president until Joe Biden came along. And then Joe Biden replaced him and he was probably like, oh, yes,
I'm not the worst anymore.
I'm not the worst anymore. And so that's so good. That's great. That's great for him. So now he's like the second worst president and he's a great guy. Like he's done a lot of really, since he left the presidency, he's done all these great charitable things and he's been involved, you know? So that's so good for him, you know?
Yeah. I mean, remembered by all this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that is another thing that happened. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry are thinking of suing South Park because South Park had an episode where they made total fun of them in the most glorious way. And so they are actually exploring their legal options.
the name of the episode was called Wah. That's the name of it. And they were like, we're going to sue. We're thinking about suing.
Oh my God.
What are you going to sue for? Your butthurtness? Like what? How do you even do that? These people are insufferable. And that makes them look even worse.
Oh my God. If they thought they were already hated. Oh
my God. I hope that South Park does a whole other episode on this. I hope they do that.
That would be so South Park of them to do. Right. Yeah. Oh my God.
These people don't get it.
No,
Meghan and Harry do not get it. Yeah, go away.
My name today is because Facebook or Metaverse or whatever it's called, Meta has announced that Facebook and Instagram are following in Elon Musk's footsteps and they are going to be charging for the blue verified checkmark. So apparently if you already have that, you're grandfathered in, but they want to offer the blue checkmark to anybody that is willing to provide a government issued ID to prove that they are who they say they are. And so it's going to be same as Twitter. It's going to be like $12 for Android users, $15 for Apple users. And that goes for Facebook and Instagram. So if you feel like being verified, you can pony up is basically what they're saying. So that is why my name
is funny to me because on Instagram, we have like 350,000 followers on Instagram. And I've tried just with that to no avail. I've sent in license after license and they've never blue check marked us. I think it's because we're conservative.
There's a lot of blue check marked conservatives. So I don't know if that's what it is. I just don't know. I don't understand why we're verified on Facebook and not there when it's all the same freaking company now.
You're very hopeful. You're a lot more optimistic than I am. I just think they just don't like, I don't know. They just have never wanted to blue check mark us. I don't know why. They just don't want to. So we've tried and tried and tried and they've just never done it. So I don't know. Now I guess we can do it, but we'll just have to pay.
But
the thing is
I'll pay Elon because I like him.
Right.
I don't know the thing.
It's just odd because there are people on Instagram who have like 2,000 followers and they're blue check marked. I'm like, who's that? And then and then we have like 350,000 followers on Instagram and we're not. And so it's just the oddest thing. I don't understand how they do the blue check mark thing is so freaking weird. It's just weird, you guys. Yeah, I've never understood it. Yeah, it's very
strange. Now, I don't know if that means, that's a good question, Cheryl. I don't know if that means they're charging separately per platform or if you pay $12 or $15 or whatever to be verified on both. I'm not actually sure.
It's probably, I would imagine it's separate because they're going to want to get money. Don't you think?
Can you imagine? That is.
Well, yeah, I can imagine because they want to get money from people.
So that is happening. Also, a point of personal privilege about our Phoenix meet and greet that I just wanted to get out there. So I sent an email to every ticket holder over the weekend announcing that we're hosting a little bit of a Friday event. And I got one undeliverable message back. And so I'm massively on the hunt for this woman because she doesn't have her ticket to Saturday because she must have entered her email wrong. And so Ann Patterson, I've looked for you in our insiders. I've looked for you in our supporters group. I've even looked for you on our main page on Facebook. I've done everything I can possibly do to make sure that you're going to actually get to gain entrance into our Saturday event. But if you put your email address wrong, then you probably didn't get your ticket. So you need to send us an email. Our contact information is on our website at chicksontheright.com. You need to send us an email and get your email address sorted out. Patterson.
I think that Ann is with Andrea Tenteros.
Maybe so.
We can't find you, Ann. Well, we don't know where you are.
Nowhere to be found.
Right.
So in any case, looking for Ann Patterson and hoping that she gets that sorted out.
We can't find you.
On to videos. So an amazing, truly inspiring thing, and perhaps you guys already know about this, is happening in Asbury, Kentucky. And so there is a Christian revival happening that started at the university. It's at a Christian university, Asbury University. There was an unplanned, unexpected sit-in at the church where students just started praying. And they wouldn't stop, you guys. And it has gone on for days. And it's an extraordinary story. Now they're talking because there are lines of people and people coming in from all over the country to participate in this revival, such that there are now more people in the town than there are bathrooms to accommodate them. It's incredible. It's just an amazing story. A few days back, Tucker spoke to one of the students to find out what was going on. And so here is how she described it.
What is this, do you think?
Right. What is this? That's what we can, I mean, that's the question, right? And a theme or a Bible verse that we've all been sharing with each other is Habakkuk 1. And the Lord says, look at the nations and watch, for I'm doing something in your day that you wouldn't believe if you were told. And it's happening, and we can hardly believe it.
Well, it seems remarkable. I mean, so many stories, you see them, and you think, that's very different. I'm not quite sure what it means, but it's worth learning more. So my understanding is this began in a completely conventional service, and a boy got up and started talking about his own flaws, and then it just, something changed in the atmosphere, and it never ended. Is that fair?
That's completely what happened. So here at Asbury University, three mornings a week, we have chapel at 10 a.m. sharp. The whole student body gets together and we sing praise to the Lord, and we hear a message from a speaker. And for seemingly no reason at first, on Wednesday, February 8th, it didn't end. And that's kind of the logistical side of what's been going on. And then, you know, on the deeper side of things, what's been happening here since Wednesday is there's a young army of believers who are rising to claim Christianity, the faith, as their own, as a young generation and as a free generation. And that's why people can't get enough.
That's amazing. So you felt like something like this was going to happen, because everything finds equilibrium, I think. Who are the people who are coming? Where are they coming from?
We don't know most of them. We've obviously been getting calls, hundreds of calls to the university switchboard number, but we have friends here from Brazil, from Indonesia, almost every state, and they just keep coming, and it's no wonder, you know. And it's like you said, I mean, especially in the midst of tragedies like what we've seen in Michigan State University, and even farther back to 2020, especially our generation was impacted so much. And so you have to wonder, you know, what's going to break. And in this case, the Holy Spirit has interceded for us here at Asbury and across the nation.
I assume you don't know how long this will continue?
I could not tell you, and I wouldn't want to guess.
It's amazing.
I'm totally moved by it. I'm just absolutely moved. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
Shelly, oh my God. God is on the move for such a time as this.
Right. That's like, Shelly.
I mean, can you? It's just incredible. So Fox was reporting, I get, let's see, when this story was, I don't even know when the story was from, but they're saying there's so many people lining up that now other churches are involved, right? So now they're trying to accommodate the restaurants are scrambling to make sure that they can feed everybody. They're planning on how to move some of this like off campus, but they don't want it to stop. They just want it to remain safe. And right. So that's what's happening now. It's just extraordinary. Yeah. And so Tucker, after that, he thought, well, we should go. Like, we should go and take a crew and check this out for ourselves. And they were told, not to sound like Kamala here, do not come. And so I have a clip from him making that decision, which was, I thought, a very well-made decision. Here he is explaining that.
The church service never ended. It's still going on tonight. We told you about all this last night, and we interviewed the school student body president. After the show, we found ourselves still thinking about it. We didn't fully understand what was happening at Asbury, and we don't really understand it now. We're not sure anyone does understand it. But whatever is going on seemed wonderful, seemed like the sort of thing we badly need more of. So we started making plans to go to Kentucky on Friday, tomorrow, to see the service for ourselves. And then this morning, a remarkable thing happened. We got a call from Asbury University asking us not to come. It's not personal, they said. They like our show. But the ongoing service at Asbury is purely spiritual. It's got nothing to do with politics or business. No one there is making money from it or planning a run for office. It's mostly just young people worshiping God, young people finding meaning and answers in a country that increasingly doesn't offer much of either. It's not really a place for TV cameras. And we understood that. In fact, we deeply respected it. When you work in television, you run into a lot of people who want publicity. You almost never meet anyone who doesn't want publicity. And when you do meet people who don't want publicity, they're either doing something wrong or, in the rarest of all cases, they're doing something right. Something so right and so beautiful and so true that media coverage can't enhance it. It can only detract from it. We think that's what's happening at Asbury University. God bless them for turning us down.
So great.
Just love the story.
So great. I love the story so much too. It's just the greatest thing ever. And y'all pray for them that they stay safe. You know what I mean? That's like the one thing that, like, I mean, obviously for other reasons you want to pray for them, but man, I just hope that they stay safe and they keep this going. Because it's so cool.
Well, apparently there are similar movements. This is according to the Fox News article, have spread to Christian campuses at Cedarville in Cedarville, Ohio, and Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama. So this is catching fire. And I mean, of all things to go viral, this is the perfect thing.
So
right?
Great. This is what I know, right? This is what you want to go for. This is the good kind of viral.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian, thank you. Brian says they're scaling it back to try to get the kids back to normalcy, but it will still continue with fewer wide open public services. I mean, I hope it continues because there's something magic in the air right now, you guys. And that's not something that we want to have stop. So it's just
fantastic.
Amazing story. Amazing
just
story.
Fantastic. Yeah.
All right. It's time to talk about you, Bernie. So I don't know if you guys have heard, but Bernie has a new book out, and it's called, the new book is called...
Give Me Your Money. That's what it's called. It's called Give Me... I got three homes. It's called Give Me Your Money. I hate capitalism. That's what it's called.
I mean, it's close, but you've forgotten the name of your book, Bernie.
Oh, what is the name of my book? I can't remember.
It's called It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism.
Oh, is that what it's really called?
For real. That's totally what it's called. And he's obviously got a publisher and he's got Ticketmaster organizing all of his book signing engagements.
Be angry about capitalism. That's the name of the book. That is the name of the book. And then it's like $95 a pop to come see him in a hall. I cannot deal with this guy. What a schmuck.
It's just so unbelievably, like, how do you not see how stupid this is?
He can't see it.
He can't see it. Mm-mm. But I don't remember who this reporter is, but he was called out on this because we talked about this like 2 weeks ago, that he was doing a tour where he was charging through Ticketmaster, like the bane of capitalism, right?
Right.
He was charging $95 per appearance through Ticketmaster. And so this reporter is saying, hey, do you see how this kind of is a big fat fail? I'm paraphrasing, obviously. Mm-hmm. But here is how he justifies it.
ask you, you're going on tour to promote this book, It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism. And you're here talking about it. I understand we're not the bad guys you're describing in the book when it comes to media, but tickets for your tour apparently are selling for $95 on Ticketmaster, which is accused of anti-competitive behavior. You know that some of your Democrats are criticizing them. Aren't you benefiting yourself from this system that you're trying to dismantle?
First of all, those decisions are made totally by the publisher and the bookseller. I think there's one case where in one place here in Washington, politics and prose and independent books are charging some tickets. Most of them, I think, are $40, $50, and you get a book as well. So if you want to come, you're going to have to pay $40. I'll throw in the book for free. And we're doing a number of free events, but I don't make a nickel out of these things at all.
But you're okay doing business with Ticketmaster?
No, not particularly, but that's, again, I have nothing to do with that. That is, if you wrote a book, probably be the same process. And we're doing a number of free events, but I don't make a nickel out of these things at all.
But you're okay doing business with Ticketmaster?
No, not particularly, but that's, again, I have nothing to do with that.
That is, if you wrote a book. He doesn't make the decisions, Mark. He doesn't make any of the decisions. He's completely helpless in his decision making. My hands are tied behind my back, even though they're right here. They're tied behind my back. I don't make any of the decisions.
Does he know about Amazon?
Yeah.
Does he know? He could just literally put that out there for five cents if he wanted to, but he doesn't want to because he does want to make money.
Right.
Because he's a capitalist.
Or self-publishing. He could do any of that. He could self-publish. That's what I mean. Right. He could self-publish and then like do whatever. He won't do it. He has to. And the Ticketmaster thing. I don't have any control over that. I have no control over my hands. I have no control.
Wow.
He's so full of crap. He's like, you do the same thing. No, actually, no. Mm-mm, no. I mean, if he is the commie,
if he wants no capitalism, then he should not be benefiting from capitalism.
Right.
I mean, it's not hard.
If I were a dirty socialist / commie, I would not do that. I wouldn't do that. I'd be waiting in line somewhere for bread and I wouldn't be selling a book and charging like $95 a pop and being like, but you get the book for free. Nothing is free. That does not how it works, you idiot. And the thing is, all of these other commies are like, yeah, we get the book for free. It's free. No,
that's not just free. You just paid
$95. You're an actual moron. Like, if you believe that's what's happening, this is the thing. And then meanwhile, he has three homes and they think that he is this deity. He's an awesome guy. No, he's taking your money and he's going right to the bank and he's cashing it. And then he's like, oh, I have three homes. I only live in one of them. The other two are just for show. I mean, it's like, what? Craziness.
It is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And so, you know, but he doesn't have anything to worry about. And neither do any of the politicians who preach the same commie bullshit that he preaches. They know it won't impact them because they're in charge, right? They just want communism and socialism for everybody else while they continue to maintain their elite status.
Right.
So they'll preach it all day long. Oh, those millionaires and billionaires. No. I meant just billionaires. Those guys are bad.
Now that I'm a millionaire, because he changed his tune on that a couple of years ago when he became a millionaire.
Yep. And I guarantee you, when he becomes a billionaire off the sales of this book, then he'll be like, those trillionaires.
Look at my hands.
Let's just hope he doesn't become a billionaire because then the world is really not fair.
And he's right. And so who is, I can't, I'm sorry, I didn't see your name, but his initials are BS.
That's true. That's a good point. Okay, let's see, because I wanted to play a clip of Shannon Bream talking to John Kirby about the whole shooting down random balloons problem that we apparently seem to have.
Yeah.
So this is so
bad,
embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing.
It's just embarrassing on a whole level. Mm-hmm. And I'll just let you hear how he kind of worms his way out of this one.
Since shot down three other objects, the president came out and said that they're most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutes that are studying things like weather or other things. My understanding, correct us if we're wrong, we're told these missiles used to take out these balloons are over $400,000 each. One of them, apparently we used two, and the balloon was only maybe worth $12. What do you tell the American people about our ability, our radar, our defenses to differentiate between real threats? Because we can't spend that kind of taxpayer money taking down hobby balloons.
Well, we don't know exactly what these balloons were. And then we've called off now the search in Lake Huron and the one over Alaska. So we may never know completely. But the leading intelligence community assessment is that they were probably for benign purposes, whether it's weather or commercial scientific research. But the president made the best decision he could in the moment with the information that he had.
Right. Oh my God. One was a ham radio balloon. My husband's an amateur radio guy. And so there's all this, they all talk, right? I mean, they're all a bunch of nerds who talk to one another. My husband is a nerd. It's fine. I love nerds. So they're all like chit chattering and it was in Popular Mechanics and they're all like discussing it. One is literally, it's like KNYO 15 or something. It's from like a Northern Illinois. I don't know the university, but it's some Illinois university. It's an amateur radio balloon. That's literally like a Mylar balloon that I bought for my daughter on her birthday that has, it has the payload. That's like a deck of cards. You guys, it's like a 32-inch balloon that we blew up with a $400,000 like missile. It's a balloon. It's a balloon.
Is that the one that we missed first and had to shoot another one?
I have no idea, but it was the one I think that was in Canada. They shot down over Canada. I mean, it's the kind, like all they do with these balloons, like these, you know, these guys and the ham radio guys, all they do is they just, they track, they just want to see where it is. And they, you know, they talk about the weather and like, it's like, that's all it is. Can you imagine like an F-22 being like, okay, listen, we got this balloon out here. We're going to like shoot it down with the 400. And then they shoot down this like kid's balloon. I mean, it literally is like, I can't even,
oh my God,
you know, can you imagine?
Mortifying. I'm just mortified by all of this. Like we just look so ridiculous. Inept on everything. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the country is falling apart everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so I just,
and then Biden's like, I'm going to go ahead and go to the Ukraine and give them, you know,
more money,
like $500 million. Right.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, we got that. Why not? We're totally broke, but we got that. Just here's more money.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Last week, there was an incident on a golf course with Tiger Woods and a fellow golfer. And I don't even know who the fellow golfer is. Doesn't matter. There was an incident where Tiger made a better shot. Whatever happens in golf. As you know, I'm like super into golf. So Tiger makes a better shot. And as a joke with his buddy, right? He's playing against his buddy. He slides a tampon over to dude, like to make fun of him, right?
It's funny.
This is what dudes do. This is guy humor. Right. Hilarious. And so it was caught on camera. And so whatever, normal people saw it and were like, I see what you did there. That's funny.
Right. That's funny.
The rest of the people that are not normal decided this is outrageous and a huge, hugely offensive, terrible, misogynistic, sexist, horrible thing. And they were writing articles and ripping on Tiger. And listen, I don't like Tiger Woods. I think he's kind of a horrible person based on the documentaries that I've seen about. I mean, he's just not. Tiger's had some issues. Now, I've tried very hard to like him over the years. I've tried really, really hard. This is not what makes me not like him. Okay. This is actually the more endearing side of Tiger Woods. And I'm thinking, this is like just buddies having a good time. It's nobody took it personally, okay, except for the people who just need to be perpetually outraged.
Now,
what did the
guy that he gave it to think of it? I mean, he laughed about it, right?
Yes,
so I mean, like it should be between the two of them, and everybody else can just bugger off. The way I look at it, it's between them, and it's nobody else's business, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, Tiger felt the heat. And Tiger freaking apologized for this, which makes me want to give him more tampons. So here is what, here's Tiger with his almost tearful apology.
Oh my God.
Joke with JT from 9 yesterday is kind of going viral. Can you kind of just explain your thoughts behind it?
Yeah, it was supposed to be, you know, fun and games, but obviously it hasn't turned out that way. And if I offended anybody, it was not the case. It was just, friends having fun, and as I said, if I offended anybody in any way, shape, or form, I'm sorry. It was not intended to be that way. It's just, you know, we play pranks on one another all the time, and virally, I think this did not come across that way, but between us, it's different.
I just am so angry that he did this. I'm so angry.
Yeah. And why are we doing this? Why is everybody apologizing now? What he should have done is, you know what? It was a joke between buddies.
Yeah. And I don't apologize because my buddy got the joke.
Right. It was funny. He was basically, I mean, what are we doing as a society? What are we doing? And like, I see a bunch of people in the comments saying, listen, we have like tampons in boys' bathrooms. People can deal with that. And that is actually a joke.
Right. Right.
Like, that's sheer ridiculousness. That's like peak ridiculousness. I'm offended by that. Nobody's apologizing to me. I mean, seriously, the Department of Education should apologize to me. You don't see them on a podium crying. I mean, this is insane. What
Tanya, thank you. She says, but Dylan Mulvaney can give out tampons. Right. No idea how to spell his name, she says. But yeah, I mean, this is so batshit what we've decided to get, and not we, but like collective society has decided to get mad about. Mm-hmm. But the worst part is that he's buying into it. Like he's actually caving.
Right.
Of all the things that Tiger has done in his life that have not been good, and there's been a long list.
And okay? He's not gone on a podium for. And right. Apologize for.
This is right. So, and the thing about it is that makes it worse is that even the people who are like, well, you know, he should apologize and a lot of people are upset. Why? What would happen to him if he didn't? If mm-hmm. he just sat back and like gave everybody the finger, is his life going to change? Is it going to deteriorate? Is it going to be impacted negatively in any way? No.
Yeah.
Which is why it makes it even worse that he caved. I just can't believe it.
That's the only way that cancel culture and all this crap will stop. Is
yeah,
when people stop apologizing, is when people stop saying, like giving into it. And people are just like, you know what? Quit being a pansy. Quit being a baby. Just take a joke. Shut up. I'm gonna laugh with my friends and you're gonna have to deal. And if you don't like it,
wow. Just so
over so it.
Dumb. So dumb. God. Okay. Speaking of just weirdos, I don't even know what city this is in, but there was one of those hearings where, there was a trans related bill being debated, in a local or state government. And there were obviously people coming to express their viewpoints on this bill, this piece of legislation. And this woman, okay, that you're about to see is upset because somewhere in the bill's language, it is suggested that men, by and large, are bigger and stronger than women.
Shocking.
Which is fact.
So true. Yep.
But look at how upset this woman is.
My name is Taryn Jones, and I am the lobbyist for Equality Kansas and a lifelong Kansan. I am here to testify in opposition of SB 180. SB 180 talks about how there's differences in biological sexes between men and women and how men are stronger and taller. I find that incredibly offensive. I find that like, sorry.
She's crying. She's crying, you guys. Has Taryn ever played a sport? I mean, I'm going to go with no. I'm going to go with Taryn has never spent any time on a sports, anything, a field, like in sports. I mean, I'm just by looking at her. Listen, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to conclude that she's never actually played a damn sport. Seriously. They're stronger, Taryn. They're stronger.
They're taller. She's mad that someone said that out loud.
That a man is taller than her. It's just, it's a biological fact.
What is even happening, you guys?
Have these people ever taken biology, like anatomy and physiology? Like, do they, oh my God. Do they exist in the world with us? Do they walk around and like look around? Do they look at other and go, oh yeah, you're a dude. It's like, have they dated? Like it's,
they're just upset. They just need to be upset. That is what gives that's what gives them identity, is people just want to be upset. And then they want to be able to project their upsetness to the world. Everybody needs to know about it. And so that's what they're doing. Good Lord.
I know, it's crazy.
You guys, Don Lemon might just be out of a job. We don't know for sure. There's all kinds of hullabaloo speculation because he's not on this morning. Well,
I don't know if you're qualified to talk about that because you're past your prime.
I'm definitely past my prime. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because now apparently on Friday, because he was off on Friday and everyone was like, oh my God, they wouldn't let him come back after making the prime comment about Nikki Haley. But then a lot of other people were saying, no, that was a scheduled day off. Like he was on vacation for real that day. That was pre-planned. But today is apparently not pre-planned. And so the fact that he is not going to be on today is sort of a big deal. And speaking of Don Lemon, there was an interesting clip that was floating around social media over the weekend from Don Lemon from 2013. Okay. And so he is what you're about to see. And we talked about this before we went live today. He actually says the N word in this clip. Like he says it out. Like,
yeah. Not, so Mock has so, to be very, you have to be
I
careful.
I have to be careful because I don't want to get this video shut down just because Don Lemon said it. I'm not saying it, okay? So I'm going to actually fast forward through that part, but you'll understand. I'll explain what's happening. He is essentially laying out 5 ways that the Black community needs to fix itself. And the reason that this is so interesting is because it's from 2013, so 10 years ago. I don't know that Don Lemon would agree with anything he is saying in this video from 2013, even though all of it is 100% right. And so when we get to, I think, point number 2 is when he starts talking about the N-word, and we're going to fast forward through that. But the rest of it, you'll see right here.
People, if you really want to fix the problem, here's just 5 things that you should think about doing. Here's number 5. And if this doesn't apply to you, if you're not doing this, then it doesn't apply to you. I'm not talking about you. Here's number 5. Pull up your pants. Walking around with your ass and your underwear showing is not okay. In fact, it comes from prison when they take away belts from the prisoner so that they can't make a weapon. And then it evolved into which role a prisoner would have during male-on-male prison sex. The one with the really low pants is a submissive one. You get my point? Number 4 now is the N-word.
Okay, so his point, and I'm going to fast forward because I don't want to get into trouble. His point is that hip-hop artists, if they have a problem, if anybody has a problem with that word, then no one should be using it. Whether it's in hip-hop, whether it's in whatever, there should be no use of that
word. And I agree with that completely.
I completely agree with it too.
Totally agree with that.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that I'm past it. All right, so here's his number 3.
Start small by not dropping trash, littering in your own communities. I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I rarely, if ever, witness people littering. I live in Harlem now. It's an historically Black neighborhood. Every single day I see adults and children dropping their trash on the ground when a garbage can is just feet away. Just being honest here. Number 2, finish school. You want to break the cycle of poverty? Stop telling kids they're acting white because they go to school or they speak proper English. A high school dropout makes on average $19,000 a year. A high school graduate makes $28,000 a year. A college graduate makes $51,000 a year. Over the course of a career, a college grad will make nearly $1 million more than a high school graduate. That's a lot of money. And number 1, and probably the most important, just because you can have a baby, it doesn't mean you should, especially without planning for one or getting married first. More than 72% of children in the African American community are born out of wedlock. That means absent fathers. And the studies show that lack of a male role model is an express train right to prison. And the cycle continues.
Because Black people, just incredible, right?
Yeah, it is incredible. And then we met him, in 2014, right? And he was really nice to us.
Well, and he clearly used to be different than he is right now. Because I guarantee you, he would be mortified by that clip. I don't think he would agree with any of that. I think he would say he's being racist.
Right. Exactly. 100%.
So what happened?
So what happened?
Wokeness happened, and he bought on, he climbed onto that train, and then he started freaking running it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's driving it. He's driving the train. He's like, he's the conductor. He's got the hat on. He's like, choo choo. He's on the train. So like a lot of people have done that. it's like a, it's this crazy mentality. It's like this brainwashed mentality. It's a lot of people have done the exact same thing where they feel like it's completely different. As I have friends who are like this, who thought all those things that he thought.
Yeah.
And now they're completely different because they're woke.
It's like COVID and George Floyd made everyone crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Being locked in your homes, being locked in your house. And you're right. The pandemic made everybody just completely nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're different people.
Completely different, because that is a Don Lemon that I just did not recognize. I was like, wow, that I can never imagine him saying that stuff today. There's just no way.
Yeah.
Because
people don't believe us when we say we met him in 2014 and he actually was pretty nice to us. I mean, there's no way on God's green earth that I would ever go on his show today.
Oh my God.
Or be interviewed by him today. He would be ruthlessly awful to us. He would be a completely different person than he was in 2014. He was actually very, very nice to us in 2014.
And we talked to him about things like cultural appropriation of Halloween costumes, and he was reasonable.
Right.
Like he was reasonable about all of that, I thought.
Yeah.
And so he's just changed so, so much.
Crazy, isn't it?
I don't think we're going to have to worry about being interviewed though by him, because I don't know if he's going to keep his job.
I don't think he's going to. I think he's done. I think he's completely done. And a lot of that, he's just a mean-spirited, awful person now.
Like, yeah.
And I think wokeness does that. It's crazy.
It is crazy
for a lot of people. He's turned kind of mental, and that has destroyed his career too. I don't think he's going to come back from this, unless somebody on some weird network wants to hire him back to do his own show, and he's by himself and he's not in an ensemble cast because people don't want to work with him. But I think he's done. I think he's like put a fork
we'll
in
see.
It.
I don't know. But he's not. He's apparently not going to be at work today. So that is interesting. Mm-hmm. Speaking of people going crazy, I had to share this absolute beast of a woman from TikTok, who is a white woman, and she's apparently like got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers on TikTok, and she wants to lecture other white women about how to cleanse ourselves of our white supremacy. And her attitude, I played this for Daisy before we went on. I'm going to play it for you guys, because her attitude is so freaking smug and condescending to every other white woman. She is telling us all that we need to do our homework. You guys, listen to this.
Hi. So are you a white woman? Consider yourself anti-racist? Great. Okay. So I just wanted to check in and make sure you were doing your homework. Yeah, we have homework. We have to unpack our shit. It's actually a group project, but there's steps that we all have to take. So the first step is to listen to the voices of Black and other people of color, which we can do right here on TikTok. We can go to their pages, we can watch their content, and we can not say a word. As White Woman Whisperer says, we should wait and ask ourselves, why am I talking? A lot of Black creators have created communities with a low context culture. This means you're not gonna understand what's going on right away. And because they don't owe us labor, we're going to just watch, enjoy, and learn. And when we find ourselves feeling offended, that should signal to us that we have some more things to unpack. And when we find something that we need to unpack, we're going to go follow more Black creators and do even more listening. And that cycle continues forever as we clean out our
white ignorance is how
so
that
she
ended.
Considers herself the white woman whisperer. Is that what she is?
Well, she was referring to another account that calls themselves that, but I think she's got something, she's named something similar. She's basically just telling us all what we need to do to unpack our shit.
How old do you think this chick is? She's got to be what, late 20s, early 30s?
Yeah. Yeah.
These chicks, man, it's like you got some living to do. You know what I mean? Before you start telling me what you think I should be doing.
Can you even?
You got a lot of living to do. And until then, you need to just like F all the offs. You know? Like,
I know.
You don't get to tell me what to do.
I was so mad. I was so mad. And then, you know, the whole attitude where she's like, if you're finding yourself getting mad, you need, that means you have more unpacking to do.
No, that means I'm irritated with you. It has nothing to do with Black creators or Black people. It has everything to do with you and your smug ass face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So mad.
The millennials, man. Swear.
All right. I need to scroll to find your whack. So if you could introduce it while I'm looking for it.
Oh God, I totally forgot what it was because I sent it to you. Hold on. I'll tell you. This is the thing. I send stuff to you the night before and then I forget what it is.
You should never send me stuff that early.
I'll send you, I'll tell you what it is.
So much.
I know we do talk so much. Hold on. I'll tell you what it is.
Was it this morning?
I sent it to you last night. Hold on.
Oh yeah. I'll never find it. Do you remember like at all what it was about?
Mm-mm, I don't remember, you guys. This is a thing. And now I can't find it in my teams. I'll find it. Hold on. Talk about something else, Mom. take some personal privilege and I'll find it.
Well, some other personal privilege that has to do with our Phoenix meet and greet, because I'm getting really, really excited for you guys. So this is, if you guys don't know, and if you missed out on tickets, you're going to have to think about coming to the next one, because these are so much fun. This is happening April 29th in Phoenix, Arizona. We've got a full house coming. And so it's very, very exciting. And then we've just announced that we're going to do like a Friday pre-tailgating extravaganza-thon. So we're collecting a list of folks who are going to join us for that, which is exciting. Did you send it to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Totally, and do I need to share something?
Yeah. It's a picture. It's gross.
All right. Introduce, please. And I'll get it up.
It's a dude that got a vagina tattooed on his face.
Can I show that?
Well, I mean, New York Post did. It's disgusting. I mean, at first they didn't. Okay. But this, here's the thing. Here's what the wackest part of this. Okay. Listen, I like tattoos. Mock doesn't have any tattoos. I have two. Here, the tattoo artist was like, okay, I'm going to wait. First of all, he asked the guy, he goes, how old are you? Because he goes, I want to get a vagina tattooed on my face. And the tattoo artist was like, I know, right? It's gross. It's completely gross. And the tattoo, why you would do this? I don't know. I mean, if I were a tattoo artist, I'd be like, no, no. But you can scroll down. It actually shows the picture of it.
I don't know if I want to see it.
Okay, you don't have to, but the guy, the tattoo artist said, I wanted to make sure he was 26 and that he, because your brain is not fully developed until you're 26 years old. He goes, so I wanted to make sure that this kid's brain was fully developed so he didn't have any regrets. And I was like, seriously, he's going to regret this no matter what. Of course he's going to regret it. If you're 30, you're going to regret this when you're 50 years old. It doesn't matter. You're going to regret this. Of course,
I mean, he's going to regret, like, think about the moment that he finds the person he wants to settle down with for the rest of his life.
You're going
to
regret it.
You're going to, no, there's no way you're going to meet that person with a vag on your face. I'm sorry.
The moment that you walk into any job interview, you're going to regret this. Like, what is,
oh my God.
I can't believe that a tattoo artist would do this. Like, you just, I would be like, you're going to have to. Yeah.
And they made him wait 30 days and he still came back 30 days later and was like, yep, I'm sure.
Why? I just would say, no, I don't want to do this. This is not something
what
that I want to do.
What is wrong with everybody?
And so they did. They put a vagina on his face, you guys. And it is. It's one on his face.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with people? What is wrong with them?
So much is wrong.
That was the wackest thing I could find yesterday. I feel like
you outdid yourself with that one.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, that's freaking whack. That is freaking whack. Okay, you guys, reminder, because I slept so much this weekend. I mean, not yesterday, obviously, because we stayed up late, but I slept in on Sunday morning so, so hard until like 9 o'clock. It was glorious.
Glorious.
And I credit it to the MyPillow 2.0, which is the new high-tech temperature control MyPillow from Mike Lindell. He has knocked it out of the park yet again with another fabulous product. And if you go to MyPillow.com/chicks and then use code chicks, you are going to do buy one, get one on the new MyPillow 2.0. And I'm telling you, the 1.0, the original, the OG MyPillow was great enough as it is. This is like a whole new world.
It has like an exterior that is just, I can't even explain it. It's like cooling. It's fantastic. Like the material is so deliciously awesome. You'll love it.
And it works. Like it does. Works. And there's just something about the fill. You've got four different choices of fill, by the way. And I think I got the green because it's color coded and I got the green fill. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Shelly says, you better go buy all the Roald Dahl books now. They are rewriting his problematic language. Happy President's Day. Jesus, take the wheel. This is unbelievable. They are talking about rewriting problematic books. I got to tell you, if they ever, that's worse than burning them. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's worse to rewrite an author's words than it is to just burn
them. Are they going to do that to ours? Because we have some problematic language in ours.
There would be no fixing the problems in ours, right?
They would actually have to burn ours. Ours is problematic to them for sure.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. You guys.
Was that a flap?
No, see him over there in the corner.
What's he doing?
I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea.
Get him. It's time to bring it in.
Over here. It's time to bring it in. You gonna bring it in with mama? Come on. He's like up against the wall.
He's coming. I think he's coming.
Come on. We're gonna bring it in. Come here. Oh, he just flapped. Did you hear the flaps?
I did.
He already flapped, you guys. He preemptively flapped. Oh, you're going to bring it in?
That was perfect.
Give mama a hug.
Look. Oh, there he is. What's he got? What's he holding?
Stick. He has a bone. I give him a bone every morning. He and Astrid. Astrid always takes hers in the family room. She never comes in here. I know you guys think that I abandon her. It's just that she's very independent. She likes to be by herself. And then Cash is just, he's not independent at all. He likes to be with me. So he comes in here with his stick and it looks like a giant cigarette. And he just comes in here and hangs out because he wants to see you guys. That's what he wants.
He wants to flap for everybody.
Mm-hmm. He thinks he's a star. Right, buddy? Yeah.
The star of the show.
You guys have a fantastic Monday. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Make it count. Bye, everybody.